In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. The second Sunday after Pentecost, I would like us to focus on the idea that we need to act on what God calls us to do when He calls us to do it. We should not dilly-dally around and wait, and I know the temptation, and even our littlest children have experienced it. When you're called to do something, wait just a minute. Let me finish my game. Let me finish watching this. Let me turn the next page. Just let me finish this chapter in the book that I'm reading. Whatever it may be, we want to tell our parents, our teachers, God Himself, wait just a minute. I can't come right now. Please excuse me. Can you wait just a little bit? And when we're called, rather than saying, give me another minute, we should be able to close our book, put it aside, and answer the call immediately. And I think I've spoken to you before in the seminary as a novice. We were taught that when you hear the bell ringing, it is not the brother ringing the bell who's calling you. Because in the seminary, we ring the bell when it's time to get up. We ring the bell when it's time to go to church. We ring the bell when it's time to start our studies. We ring the bell when it's time to eat. We ring the bell when it's time to go to bed. Our entire lives are surrounded by this bell ringing, telling us what we're going to do, when we're going to do it. And it is very easy to ignore that and say, oh, well, brother can wait just a little bit, or God can wait. But no, it is God who is calling us, and we must answer right then. And we need to get in the habit, when the bell rings in the morning, for us to get up, not hit the snooze button, but to get up. It is God who is calling me. I must answer the call of God right now, without delay, without hesitation, without grumbling, without complaint, but with a smile on my face, wake up. Thank you, Lord, for another day. I will be dressed and ready as soon as I possibly can. And that should become our attitude. But all too often we have something we fear, something we don't want to do, and we put it off. I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. And what I would like you to think about today is that we must stop doing that, but do immediately what we need to do. In the old days, they used to say, bite the bullet. And I don't know exactly where that came from, but in the olden days, before they had anesthesia, and you had to have a painful surgery or something done to you, you would bite the bullet just to deaden the pain. They would put a bullet in your mouth, and rather than scream out while you're experiencing the pain of the moment, you just grin and bear it. And that is really what we need to accomplish in our lives. Not afraid of what's before us, not putting it off, not neglecting it, but to embrace it right away. Face our problems head on. Not cowardly, run away from them, hide from them, ignore them, but to face the problems of this life, of our vocation, whatever it is, to face them head on. And along this line, I have a story for our children. It's about a little boy who had nightmares every night. He would dream that there was a tiger coming out of the woods to devour him, and he would scream in terror and wake up, and he couldn't go back to sleep. And this is happening night after night, and the little boy is getting weaker. He's not getting proper sleep. And the mother takes the little boy to the doctor, and the little boy explains that every time he closes his eyes, this tiger comes out of the woods and chases him. And so the wise doctor picked up the little boy, put him on his knee, and he says, let me tell you something about this tiger. He says, I know this tiger very well. This tiger had a mate he was very close to, and hunters came and killed that mate, and now this tiger, he's just lonely. This tiger wants someone to play with, someone to be his friend. And when this tiger approaches people, they want to kill him. When this tiger approaches other animals, they run away in fear. And this poor tiger, he just wants a friend. So the next time this tiger comes to you out of the woods, just say, "Hello, old friend," and pick up a ball and throw it, and the tiger will go and fetch it. And the little boy says to the doctor, "Really?" He says, "Yes, believe me, I know this tiger." And so the little boy was anxious to go to bed, and his mother was watching him that night. As he lay in bed, she could see that he was having the same nightmare. The tiger was coming out because the little boy was clenching his fist and his fingers were turning white. They were so tight, he was so afraid. But then she saw him, he calmly released. He was at peace, and he was even smiling now because he was not afraid of the tiger anymore. The tiger was now his friend. And the same is true in our lives, in our waking moments. We can no longer keep running from the tiger. We're going to have to face the tiger. And very often, whatever it is we're afraid of, whatever it is we're putting off, whatever difficulty in our lives we don't want to face, that difficulty is really our friend. That difficulty wants to be our friend. Whatever cross it is, God has allowed it, God has sent it. And if we will only embrace that cross and say, "Come here, dear cross, my friend, let me embrace you," we will find out that the cross is truly our friend. It's not our enemy. It's not out to hurt us. And this cross will bring us the greatest joy, the greatest peace. Most of our agony is the anxiety we have in trying to ignore it, to run away, to get away, to escape. That's our greatest pain. That's our greatest anxiety. That's our greatest worry. You want to get rid of that? Embrace the difficulty. Embrace the cross up front, right away. When God calls, say, "Yes, Lord, here I am." When the difficulty faces you, say, "Welcome, difficulty. Let's figure out a solution. My dear friend, let's get this over with as soon as possible." Rather than say, "Oh, I cannot come right now. I cannot do this right now." Say, "Nope, I'm going to do this right now because God is calling me." Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos et maniat semper. Amen.